Okay, welcome back. In this audio, we're going to be training ourselves to, as soon as you become lucid on the edge of a lucid dream, to catch a glimpse of what your other incarnations are like. And this is a very simple thing to do. It's just a matter of actually doing it once you become lucid. All you need to do is train yourself the very instant you become aware of what's going on in the dream, to look at yourself and see how you actually look. And you can either just look down at yourself, or you can find a mirror or use thought to create a mirror and look into the mirror and see what you see. And maybe 50% of the time, you'll find that you look very different from how you look physically. And so the trick for this is not so much that it's a complicated thing to do, but just to have that impulse to do it reflexively. Your immediate impulse as soon as you become lucid might be to go exploring and to fly around or whatever, which is fine. However, you may be missing the opportunity to see what your other incarnations are like, because that residue from your other incarnations only lasts for a few seconds. And then if you actually are watching yourself in a mirror, when this happens, you'll see that you sort of morph back into what you expect to see, your usual physical appearance. So first, just think about setting the intent that when you become lucid in any dream, that your initial reaction will be to reflexively and without thinking about it, to look at yourself, to create a mirror, to look at yourself into the mirror and see what your other incarnations are like, to see what previous incarnation you were just focused into right before you had become lucid. And then just kind of let your mind blank out a little bit. And now think more about that feeling of setting the intent that your initial reflex, as soon as you become lucid, is going to be to look at a mirror. Look down at yourself, see what your other incarnations are like. You'll do that before you go exploring, before you do anything else. And now just let your mind blank out again. Now, one more time, set that intention that the very instant that you become lucid, the very first thing you do before you do anything else will be to see what you look like, see what your other incarnations are like, what kind of residue they've left behind. And now let your mind blank out again. And this is imagery that you can use anytime that you want as you're falling asleep to make it more likely that you'll actually complete that task when you become lucid. You can use that lucidity to explore what your other incarnations are like. Okay, in the next section, we're going to start to talk about how you can easily fly in lucid dreams.